Bush likes to brag on the campaign trail that he earned the nickname Vito Corleone for slashing $2 billion of state spending in 8 years. But Gene Healy, a presidential powers expert at the libertarian Cato Institute, points out the Florida budget was nearly $74 billion when Bush left office.
It's a bit like a Band-Aid on a sucking chest wound or a homeopathic remedy for a terminal patient.
In modern times, only President Bill Clinton had line item veto authority, and he used it 82 times between 1996 and 1998. The U.S. Supreme Court struck it down, ruling the Constitution doesn't give presidents that much power. University of Florida constitutional scholar and former Florida legislator John Mills sees some advantages. He says it gives lawmakers someone to go to when they spot pork barrel spending.
At some point, members of the legislature are relieved to see a governor veto some things that were able to slip through. So line item veto isn't a bad thing, but it depends on how it's the scope and how it's defined.
President Barack Obama asked Congress for line item veto authority in 2010. It passed the House but stalled in the Senate. It gets around the constitutional problem by giving Congress a fast-track vote after the president identifies vetoes. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.